The economy is a key factor in this election, with data on unemployment, wages and inflation providing plenty of talking points during the campaign. The Coalition is hailing the nation's post-pandemic recovery as a reason it should be returned to power, while Labor argues too many Australians are being left behind. With the rising cost of living a big issue for voters, is Labor's pitch enough to get it across the line? John Daly reports.
Thank you very much.
It's the economy, or more specifically, rising costs weighing heavily on the minds of voters in a shopping centre in the Queensland city of Toowoomba. Voters here in the LNP stronghold of Groom don't think the economy is in good shape, but few seem convinced Labor would do a better job.
Mortgage prices are going up, interest rates are going up, but I think we're better than some countries at the moment, definitely. So it's hard to say whether anybody else could do it any different.
Yeah, so do you think it's bad enough to make you vote for a different party, like a different government?
No.
It's not so much I've never liked Labor, it's just the fact that Albanese just doesn't seem to know what he's doing.
And do you think the economy's going well?
No, not really. It's up and down like anything else.
Sounds horrible. I haven't been paying attention.
Who do you think's best going to handle the economy?
No one's really good for the economy at the moment.
The Coalition's economic argument is squarely focused on figures like the unemployment rate, dropping this week to 3.9% for the first time since 1974. At the same time, annual inflation has risen to 5.1% and wage growth is dragging behind at 2.4%. Griffith University political scientist Paul Williams says the rising cost of fuel, food and housing have damaged the Coalition's economic pitch to voters.
Scott Morrison can talk about a 3.9 unemployment rate. He can talk about interest rates still being low by historical standards. But if people are struggling to, you know, put apples and mandarins in kids' lunchboxes, voters tend to tune out of that so-called good news and they just go by their lived experience.
It's that rising cost of living that has provided Labor the biggest target, with Anthony Albanese stressing too many Australians are doing it tough. But Paul Williams doesn't believe Labor has really capitalised on cost of living enough.
I feel that the attack could have been stronger. You know, Australia, Ed Morrison's right, Australia has come out of COVID with good credentials, but that's not the lived experience of millions of Australians who are struggling from paycheck to paycheck.
Both parties have come up with a range of cost of living policies. The LNP was the first to move in the pre-election budget by cutting the fuel excise, giving a $420 tax offset to low and middle income earners, and providing $250 cash payments to people on social support. Labor has committed to reducing costs of healthcare by reducing medication costs and providing more bulk billed Medicare services. It's also promising to increase childcare subsidies in an effort to also boost economic productivity. Grattan Institute's Brendan Coates says rising living costs are largely being driven by global factors, and many of these policies will ultimately add to inflation and hasten interest rate rises.
While they may bring down the headline inflation rate in the short term, the risk is that you're adding to demand in the medium term, and therefore you're adding to inflationary pressures that then need to be, the Reserve Bank has to push the brakes harder to really manage that in the long term.
Housing has also been a big focus, with Labor offering a shared equity scheme and the Coalition letting people access up to $50,000 of their super for a first home. But Brendan Coates says neither side of politics has been willing to tackle the underlying issues with housing.
So that's making sure more supply is built in our major cities, dealing with the tax concessions that inflate the demand and therefore the price of housing, like the capital gains tax discount. You know, a federal government can make a lot of progress on those issues if it chooses to, but so far neither party, this election campaign certainly, has been willing to act.
And of course, there's the big budget black hole, with the government's debt fast approaching $1 trillion after big pandemic spending. Brendan Coates says the next government will have to act, or Australia's economic outlook won't be as rosy.
So either spending cuts are going to have to be made elsewhere in the budget, or taxes are going to have to rise. And in reality, probably both will have to happen.
Brendan Coates, the Grattan Institute's Economic Policy Program Director. John Daly reporting.